The real essence of Easter SEALs, military and veteran services, is we meet people where they are and accompany them on their journey. It's made up of our hands-on network of affiliates covering all 50 states, and then with direct services provided to veterans, military families, and their caregivers as well, which addresses the needs and supports across the nation of a little over 185,000 veterans a year in respite, advocacy supports with adult day services, child services, and assistance into transitional and permanent housing, et cetera. And then at the national level is the work of Easter SEALs Dixon Center, a entity within Easter SEALs National, providing leadership, best practices, research, supports, and services to organizations and individuals wanting to assist veterans and their families, this desire, what we call a sea of goodwill. And that comes in terms of training, advocacy, as well as sharing what we learn working with over 600 different communities. But it all ends up believing that veterans, military families, caregivers, families of the fallen can succeed where they live. And it's just giving them that connection, that assistance that they need to really thrive. The American people know what we are, that we're veterans, that we're service members, that we served in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we served on airship and airship and land, but they don't know us. And so the unique aspect of if you've met a veteran, you've met a veteran. Mm. If you've met a caregiver, you've met a caregiver. Cookie-cutter solutions don't work. And so what's one of the things that surprised me is the evolving needs. The other thing that surprised me is the tails on these wars are very, very long. The tail of those impacted by their military service is very, very long. So I, with my formation, I lost 110 of my troops. I had nearly 400 receive Purple Hearts because of very serious injuries or serious injuries. And what I've found is that, as I've been able to track it, more than a third have transitioned out of the military from my formation have ended up on the disability rolls of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so the tails are extremely long. And so that's another thing I've learned. The other piece is that the caregivers have been at this, in some cases, for 14 years. And they're tired, as are the veterans and the service members. And so really recognizing that there are some things that government can't do, that independent organizations working together across all sectors of society is really the solution. A collaborative approach like we have with the Rosalind Carter Institute for Caregiving. And then leveraging that locally through our affiliates, what we learn from them, that collaboration, that partnership, is extremely powerful.
Yeah, you mentioned the Rosalind Carter Institute, and she and the Institute were...
It is a collaborative, leveraging evidence-based research that they do, and not to mention, and then our local capacity and our webinar series. And really that's the essence of it, is the connection between our national reach and local impact of Easter SEALs Military and Veterans Services and their expertise, their recognition of those best practices, if you will, or evidence-based. And then working together to increase outreach to the caregivers. We like working with organizations that are in love with the problem that they're trying to solve. And when we're both or all in love with that problem, we devour it. We don't snack on the problem. We are passionate and we devour it. And I think that's one of the things that I really like about the Institute is they are about problem solving.
I think that's where all of this research has to go, is to a evidence-based proposition.
It does. And we learned, whether it's in the application of military force or the application of services to those touched by that military service, it is a connection. But at the same time, the flexibility, responsiveness, innovation is not driven by what you've done, but learning from what you've done. Hearing loss is the number one injury for veterans, but at the same time, the significant difference when comparing caregivers to their civilian counterparts, longer caregiver trajectory, we're measuring in decades, not years, with veterans because of their younger and coming home with challenges. So our caregivers are much more likely to be working and to have made work adjustments due to their need to, their desire and their connection. For me, I went from one life calling career to another. And in some cases, that's what our caregivers are having to do, is going from one life calling career to another, and that other is taking care of their service member. But to progress any program or any effort to make it meaningful, it has to be evidence-based. And that's the power, one of the powers of the 35,000 employees of Easter Seals. We all recognize that.
How did you get to be so passionate about caregiving?
I'm an advocate and a mentor for 2.3 million, brave enough to wear the uniform. 1% of our population that's also brave enough to have worn the uniform for their families and for our families of the fallen. I'm also Bonnie's husband and the father of two amazing college students. And what I saw on the battlefield during surge operations in Iraq was the exhaustion that our physicians, our doctors, our nurses, our medics, and our chaplains experienced. And I actually went every time I had one of my service members was wounded or killed in action, I went to make sure that I visited them or their remains before they went home. And that took me, in fact, there's a New York Times article in April 2007 that came out about this experience in May. It's titled, A Hug for His Wounded, A Last Salute for His Dead. And I became exhausted doing that. Besides commanding my brigade combat team, it was an exhaustion, an emotional exhaustion from seeing the vileness of war. But I needed to. It was my responsibility, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, going and visiting them. But I equated that exhaustion when I came home to the exhaustion that my wife and sons experienced when I came home. My family listened to me. They removed the pathology, they removed the diagnosis, and we were a family. And I watched as my wife experienced my disconnection, and she had difficulty relating to what I was going through. It's not that she wasn't passionate or didn't care, but there was she couldn't relate to my experiences or what I went through, and I saw as the fatigue of caring for me, and I do really think that's what it was. But because of our love and our connection and listening and removing diagnosis or pathology from it, we were able to progress through and remain a very strong family unit. For every one of my service members that were killed in action, 10 family members were affected by that loss, and I saw the family unit get torn apart as they tried to care for each other. I saw my service members with visible wounds and what their families were going through as they gave up jobs to come and be with their service member at Walter Reed. That's one of the reasons I love Easter SEALs, is because they meet people where they are and they accompany them on their journey. They don't meet with them and then forget about them. There's a constant connection, and that's what I saw in the military on the battlefield. I saw a constant connection. And then when we come home, we look for that constant connection. Our service members, our veterans, are amazing. They have gone places and done things most people can't imagine. They're brave, they're courageous, they're resilient, and they're kind. And our family members are smart, engaged. They support each other and they support their service members, but you can't talk about us that have served in uniforms without talking about our families. So that's what drives my passion, is their amazing capacity for greatness.
It becomes a community of military caregivers.
And it really does. It is that that community. The key Easter SEALs, Military and Veteran Services, the key Easter SEALs Dixon Center messages for military caregivers is, first, you're not alone. That we encourage caregivers to reach out to connect with one another in person or virtually. Second is, take care of yourself. I watched our chaplains, our doctors, our nurses, both on the battlefield and at Walter Reed, burn themselves out because they're so passionate. And it's the same thing with our caregivers when they come home and transition out. Take care of yourself. And lastly is, seek out opportunities for education and training. Our partners offer a wide array of those training opportunities because the needs are going to evolve and they're not going to disappear. It's one of the reasons we delved into the Hispanic and Spanish-speaking webinars.
Talking about your webinar, today's Caregiver Magazine presented Easter SEALs, one of our 2015 Caregiver Friendly Awards, for your caregiving webinar. I just think that's a fascinating way to be able to touch so many people at the same time. Can you tell me how your webinar programs are accepted by the military caregivers?
First off, we've trained on the webinars a total of nearly 30,000. Of those, 94% of caregivers report they've gained new knowledge and skills. They're aware of those new resources that they could use, and three-quarters of them rate the training as very effective. It's confidence-related to the caregiving capacity. When I look at quality of life or esprit de corps and morale, it's based on a triad or a trinity of discipline, confidence, and competence. And what we've established through this caregiver training with using professionals in the collaboratives, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, National Alliance for Caregiving, National Alliance for Hispanic Health, and Family Caregiver Alliance, as well as Atlas Research, is that we have found that we've been able to expand that confidence, but also the skills, knowledge, and attributes that go along with the competence of those caregivers. And so it's been very well received. But the thing about, one of the reasons, and that's why I appreciate the fact that Easter SEALs Dixon Center webinars have been recognized as caregiver friendly. When I think of a friend, I think of that the bonds that exist on the battlefield. And we listen to each other, we find those modalities that work, and then apply them. That it's not a network of compliments, but rather solutions. And I think that's what resonates with today's caregivers, is solutions-based, realizing we have two ears and one mouth for a reason, and then applying what we hear from them in meaningful ways.
Another one of the organizations that we're big fans of is obviously Elizabeth Dole Foundation, and you have a relationship with her foundation and her husband, former Senator Robert Dole, as well as former President Jimmy Carter, were, of course, both World War II veterans. So these are both organizations led by veteran spouses. Talk to me a little bit about the relationship between the Dixon Center and Elizabeth Dole Foundation.
We are much stronger together than we are alone. The Doles understand that, as do the Carters. We are very powerful when we work together. And we have this unbelievable relationship of strength when we apply our reach and our affiliate network in all 50 states to the passion, the research, and the leadership of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. Their passion makes efforts much more enjoyable. And I think that what I've enjoyed is, besides the fact that our former CEO, Jim Williams, and now currently in charge of the Easter Seals Foundation, is on the board of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And we have also, I'd throw in there, the Newman's Own Foundation,
right,
with their support of our webinar series. But we have an ability to get so much more done when we're working with leaders who are focusing and laser-focused on influencing people. Managers manage things. Leaders lead people. And that's done through motivation, direction, and purpose. And with the Institute, with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, Newman's Own, and others, we're able to get so much more done and have so much more impact. For us, for the Institute, for Elizabeth Dole, it's about all generations of veterans. It's not just about post-9/11 veterans, although our work with the VA is more focused on post-9/11 veterans. For us, they give us the flexibility, they being the Institute and Elizabeth Dole, give us the flexibility to address the needs of all generations of veterans. But I was recently in Orlando, and I met with four veterans, all dealing with early stages of Alzheimer's or dementia. And that's provided by our hands-on adult day services in Orlando. We've also got the Easter Seals, North Carolina and Southern Virginia, which is implementing either in person or on Skype those evidence-based problem-solving interventions channeled through or from the Rosalind Carter Institute in 13 affiliates work with Childcare Aware of America to provide in-home respite for active duty U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force families who have children with special needs. And then we've got Easter Seals Michigan, which offers behavioral health-focused, what's called Home Front Strong, sessions in partner with University of Michigan. So we've got these connections, and it's leveraging, but understanding that the resources in every community are different. And so instead of creating a cookie-cutter solution applied or made available in every community, we adjust and adapt the programs based on the needs in that community and the other resources that are available. With Michigan, the group therapy intervention for military caregivers, evidence-based, that's offered at multiple locations, but it's adjusted based on what other resources are available. And then once we spend that time talking to the family and having one-on-one sessions with the caregivers to make sure they have the supports necessary. This is implemented, like I said, in all 50 of the states in different ways. And in some cases, it's just being inclusive of the veterans and military families. So one of our affiliates, Working Supports and Services, just includes those families. It's not creating a new program, but just being inclusive. And I think those are where the flexibility and the innovation comes in.
Can you leave us with?
They have to recognize they're amazing. My advice is recognize that this is a long fight. This is the new long war, and they have to take care of themselves. They have to look at those respites. They have to understand that services are available and ask for help if you need it. And those services have to be community-based. They have to be where you are, and they're there. Reach out to our Easter Seals, Dixon Center, Military Veteran Caregiver Supports Network, and we can help you. But ask for help. Don't get frustrated. Take the opportunity to look for different ways.